With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Many Democrats blaming President Biden for their party's big loss in the presidential race. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
In the days since Donald Trump's comeback victory, Democrats have been pointing fingers at Joe Biden. Some of the vice president's backers are expressing frustration with his decision to remain in the race until midsummer, despite his unpopularity and voter concerns about his age. When Biden withdrew, it left Vice President Kamala Harris with only 107 days to try and win the presidency. Former 2020 presidential candidate Andrew Yang wasn't shy in assessing blame. He said the biggest onus of this loss is on President Biden. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Wall Street returns to work tomorrow on the heels of a powerful election week rally ignited by the prospect of a second Trump presidency.
Mr. Trump's pending return to the White House has investors anticipating lower taxes and deregulation. The market also welcomed the convincing nature of the Trump victory, putting to rest fears of a long, drawn-out process before the race was finally settled. The Dow and the S&P gained more than 4.5% on the week, while the Nasdaq advanced almost 6%. For the Dow and the S&P, last week brought the largest single-day percentage gain in 2 years. Rich Thomason reporting.
The government's traffic safety agency says Tesla is telling drivers in public statements its vehicles can drive themselves, but they can't. That conflicts with an owner's manual that says vehicles need human supervision at all times. The National Highway Safety Traffic Administration is asking the company to make sure its messages are consistent in instructions to drivers, the request coming in an email to the company attached to a letter seeking more information on some crashes. This is SRN News. It's not illegal to talk about your faith in the workplace, but many Americans hesitate to do so. According to a new poll, 9% of evangelical Protestants, 15% of mainline Protestants, and 13% of Catholics say they conceal their religious beliefs at work for fear of others' perceptions. 19% of Jewish workers do this also. But the survey finds that a lot of religious Americans believe that their faith has to be a part of their working day, and they have a responsibility to tell others if they have a reasonable opportunity. American Airlines says it will extend its ban on flights to Israel until September of next year, and experts say other major carriers will probably follow suit. The decision stems from security concerns surrounding the ongoing war in Gaza, but it will likely hurt the Israeli economy. Tourism is an important income stream for the Jewish state, and if big U.S. airlines won't fly there, a lot of Americans will have to put off trips, including around the all-important Christmas season. This is SRN News. The Boy Scouts art collection will help pay abuse survivors.
Expensive and precious artwork belonging to the Boy Scouts of America, including some paintings by Norman Rockwell, will go up for auction to help compensate tens of thousands of people, mainly men, who were sexually abused while boys in the scouting program. The auction begins Friday with more than two dozen works, the beginning of the expected sale of over 300 pieces in the coming years. I'm Julie Walker.
Tourists in Rome will not be allowed to toss coins over their shoulders into the famous Trevi Fountain for a while due to maintenance work, but the Roman authorities have inaugurated a steel walkway over the area, saying it will provide tourists with an up-close view of the fountain, calling it a unique experience. City lore has it the tossing a coin into the broke fountain will ensure a return trip to Rome. This is SRN News.